This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag.
You have reached the voicemail of Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. I am currently throwing passes into the dirt in front of my receivers, so please leave a message and I'll get back to you right after I finish losing this game.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old tot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
Chris Boswell to try to win the game in the rain. High snap, ball down, kick on its way, long enough. That kick is high enough and it's no good, and we stay at 21.
It's going to be a 43-yard field goal to beat the Steelers in overtime. And Gonzalez is ready. Hewlett will snap. Snap is back, ball down, kick on the way, it got blocked. The Steelers blocked the kick. It never had a prayer.
And we have a tie in Cleveland, and I'm sure all the fans here will celebrate.
And the game is over.
This is the end of the game.
A 21-21 tie.
Hello, Cleveland!
Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose.
Crazy. Why are you talking crazy to me? Woody Harrelson said to her in White Men Can't Jump.
You know what isn't crazy? That there are times that I would have loved to tie up Rosie Perez.
She is a cutie.
Oh, hell yeah, man. She was good. Oh, man, a tie. You know, how do you feel if you're a Browns fan? I'm not, so I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, I've experienced a tie. We tied the Bengals. The Redskins tied the Bengals in London a couple years ago, but they're used to that shit over there. I just don't know how you deal with it if you're a Browns fan because you broke the streak, but you didn't win.
Yeah, what was it you take? Oh, there it is. The Browns broke the streak by not winning. That's what you...
By not winning. By not winning, how much of a more Cleveland thing is there that you could do?
Oh,
you know, watch, they'll win their first game because some team will get stuck in the snow and have to forfeit. So they'll win without having played.
We'll get right back to this. Let me just say, I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 331 coming up. There ain't no flags.
Oh, hell yeah. Ain't no flags.
Tommy and Robbie, thankful for Eli. Everyone get out. The NFC North is on notice. A legend has passed, John, and a lot more. And oh my gosh, I didn't even check my pigskin pick'em picks. I probably went about 500, I think.
That's what I did. I think I went 500 on the dot. But you know me, Tom. My strategy with pick'ems every year is to hang around right around number 50, and then right at the end, I make my move up to like 39 or so.
Right. No, okay. Now, but here's the thing. Did you get into the Survival League?
I did, and oh, shit. Did I pick the Lions last week? Get the fuck out of here. Did I pick the Lions? I have to check.
Okay, so
I'd have to go check, but I can't check right now because I can't sign out of shit. So
every year, there's an obvious pick in the Survival League in week one, every year, and a large group of people get eliminated because they take that obvious pick. And I know a lot of people took Pittsburgh as that obvious pick. And
I wouldn't touch that one.
They don't get that. That's a put. They don't get it because Pittsburgh didn't win, so that wasn't a win. Right. The other obvious pick was, yes, the Detroit Lions. Of course, at home, they're going to beat the Jets. What? So, yeah, you took them. I took them.
I did.
It hit me. It got me this year. It sucks, but what are you going to do?
Have you taken a peek over here at the pigskin pick'em at some of these names?
Not yet, no.
As a matter of fact, remember, we have a prize this year. We're going to have a nice something to give away from Kelly Burke, the artist up in Wisconsin, who's gleefully donated something nifty for us. I want everybody to go over to the Bang Radio Hour page, click the Kelly Burke Designs banner down on the right-hand side, and go visit his site, see his stuff, and buy a Bang Radio Hour t-shirt. We got them now, baby! That's right. They look sharp. Go out and advertise for us. That's right.
Yep, I got mine. Man. I got mine. I love it.
I love mine, too. It's very comfortable. It's a nice t-shirt. We got a nice logo across the back. We got something right across the top over the breast here. And hey, look, there's people out there that are selling their pregnant bodies to have tattoos put on them, right? So some companies and shit. So I'm saying I'm not going to pay you nothing. Go buy a t-shirt and advertise for us for nothing. You owe it to us.
All right, so coming into Sunday, the Cleveland Browns had just one game. They won just one game in exactly 1,000 days.
Jesus Christ, 1,000 days? That sounds like something biblical. God came down, you know.
The Browns shall not win but once for 1,000 days.
It's amazing, isn't it, really, when you think about it? So there was quite a drought before they won that last win they had, you know.
Right.
It had been 624 days since their last win. So that's how long, you know. So,
what were they, like December 2015, right? The Chargers, I think. I'm not sure. I think it was the Chargers.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even remember.
It's been that long.
But right there, John, in the middle of that rainstorm up there on the shores of Lake Erie, something magical happened. The Browns did not lose.
They didn't lose. The miracle of the tie, everybody. You know what would have turned the tide, I think, is Dez Bryant. But he was just blown away by the spectacle of it all up there in Cleveland.
Can you imagine? He could have never handled that. That tie, I mean, all of that, the pressure was on, that was their chance to win. He would have lost it, right? Because he can't handle a stage that big.
He wouldn't even have gotten that far. He'd have folded as soon as he walked out of the tunnel and realized that he was in Cleveland goddamn Municipal Stadium ready to play the Steelers.
I tell you what, watching that game and watching those fans, man, they were having so much fun.
And what do they have to lose?
The rain and all of that. Yeah, but you know what? Even when they ended up tied, the fans were still going crazy because they didn't lose.
Man,
God, if they'd have beat the Steelers, it would have been so great for that city. They wouldn't have cared if they won another game if they'd have beat the Steelers.
I'll tell you what. I was texting you on Sunday during the games, which, by the way, everybody, means I'm sending texts and Tom just ignores them. I just send him shit all day. Here's a joke. But I'll tell you, during that game, I became a big-time Jarvis Landry fan. That dude is badass.
He is, man.
You see the catch he made down at his shoe tops for like a 25-yard gain? That was fucking awesome.
He did it at Miami all year last year. When nobody else could do crap for the Dolphins, he did. He was the only consistent thing on that team, him and Cameron Wake, whenever he plays.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think what we're doing is we're also seeing him step up as a leader. He really is, and his presence alone could very well make the difference on that team between, a zero-win season and a five- or six-win season.
Oh, you saw that on Hard Knocks when he ripped into the receiving core. That was obvious. Like, this dude's going to he's gonna be like Michael Irvin out there, you know?
Well, just tell you what, one more blessing on the Steelers last week, and he'd have put him over the top, because if they'd have won, all those beer coolers would have opened, but you know they didn't, right? You know, you know about that, right? The Bud Light coolers?
No, they didn't win, I know, so no free beer yet. Yeah, right.
But he was standing around waiting for the goddamn fridge to pop open.
Okay, now keep in mind, they can still go winless, the Browns.
Right, right. Let's go Browns. You know what? And the best thing is that if they do, the Bills will still get the first pick because they fucking stink.
Oh, my God, I know.
They aren't winning anything.
It's bad. It is bad. And now we've got the Wyoming quarterback who is trash, according to Jalen Ramsey, who's going to start.
Jalen Ramsey today. See, things come. Did you hear what he said today?
Yes, about Gronkowski.
About his grandmother?
Oh, no, what?
He said that he wouldn't care if his mom, his aunt, his sister, his grandmother was on the field. Business is business.
Right. Oh, I'll tell you what.
He's gonna stick his grandma.
Did you see what he said about the NHL?
No.
He said he was like, he just kind of disrespecting other sports. And he said, yeah, if I wanted to play in the NHL, I'd say I could train and be there in about 6 months.
Dude, remember Chad Johnson could win the fucking butterfly in the Olympics. He was better than Michael Phelps.
That's right, man.
These dudes, they know their shit, man. Who's better than some guys from fucking Bumfuck Kentucky? Right, they played.
They've got Chad Johnson doing this documentary called Liberty City. Did you see that?
No, really?
Yeah, remember Liberty City?
You know, in Liberty City, I was a three-time Charles Hadley Poole champ.
Right.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, he's trying to fix up the community. And so he's going back and showing people what it's been like and that kind of thing. So I'm sure you will see the pool in it.
I hope so. He has to talk about his historic past and all the guys that he knew back then that could beat Michael Phelps. They just couldn't get there.
Right.
Which means, I don't know, they didn't get up when the bus was going by. I don't know what the fuck that means. But hey, Jalen Ramsey can play in the NHL. Well, who couldn't do that?
So NHL players are tweeting back at him going, dude, you can't even learn to ice skate in 6 months. And the other guys are like, that's really disrespectful to our sport. We have played this our entire lives to get to this point. You have no chance in hell, not any possible way could you even come close to playing in the NHL in 6 months.
You know what I would say if I was him? Quit crying. That's all I'd respond. Quit crying.
Another guy said, there is 1,000% more chance of me playing defensive back in the NFL in 6 months than you playing in the NHL. You can't even skate, he said.
Oh, dude, yeah. Not even, you know, it's one thing to go one way around the fucking track. It's another thing to do all the shit that they've got to do.
Oh, my gosh. But, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you've been to hockey game, right? You've been to NHL games,
dude,
right?
It's crazy.
You ever been to an NHL game? It's great. And for the thing that's the most amazing when you go to an NHL game is just how big these guys are. They're fucking huge.
Oh, yeah.
And they're on these skates. They're like 7 feet tall, flying around at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, they're like the size of, you know, defensive linemen, man.
Yeah, or bigger. They're like all tall, man. They're all in their 6'4", 6'5". They're huge.
All right, so
they're just massive.
This was the NFL's first season opening tie since they started overtime in 1974.
That's insane.
First season opening tie. So
that's insane. Well, you know, they fucked it all up by taking the overtime and fucking it up. Now it's this 10-minute bullshit. Everybody gets a chance. Bullshit. I told you back when they got rid of sudden death, everything was going to get fucked up. And now we see ties all the time. Two or three a year, right?
Yeah. Seems like it. All right. Well, here's what Hugh Jackson had to say.
I think the guys can see that we're an improved football team, but again, the guys fought, disappointed for our fans, didn't want them to go home without a victory. I didn't want our players to go home without a victory, so we wasn't able to get it done, didn't finish it, but obviously a tie, you know, a tie.
He sounds so dejected.
I know.
He's ready to puke.
My gosh. Hey, let's go to Donovan McNabb for a comment on the game.
I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that was in the rule book. You know, I was looking forward to the next opportunity getting out there and trying to drive to win the game. But unfortunately, with the rules, you know, we settled with a tie.
Did you know the game was over when it was over?
Well, when the play was called, you know, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL, so. I didn't know that.
You felt there was like another overtime?
Yeah. In college, there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way. I'd hate to see what happens in a Super Bowl or hate to see what happens in the playoffs.
It never gets old. Never gets old.
Right. For one, we'll never see that happen to the Browns in the Super Bowl. Let's get real. Let's fucking be real about this. And for two, you know, I didn't even hear what Roethlisberger had to say, but there was a safety for the Steelers that didn't know there could be a tie either. But that's the thing about why we keep bringing up McNabb is because he's a quarterback. He's supposed to. Safety, safety, go out and play until I tell you to stop. Get back in here. So that you can live with. So Browns fans, drop us a line. How do you feel? Really? How do you feel about a tie? Probably. Right. I mean, you know, there's those guys that are going to feel like that.
Okay, here's the best stat. Here's the best stat from all of this. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Browns are 0-0-1.
Right.
This is the Browns' best start since 2004.
Hey, I tell you something, Tom. Hugh is turning around the culture up there. He's got everything going the other way. Well, not quite. We're all kind of stuck there. We're doing the 3-point turn here, and we're in the second little part right now. Everything's going to be great. You can see us improving. You can hear us getting bigger. And you can see what we're doing right now. We're going out there, and we're trying to send those fans home with a win.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, if they're not going home with a win, they're going home with that fat, ugly woman that's on their arm. Then that's just
Yeah. All right. All right.
Yay for the Browns and to the fucking Steelers. That's gotta suck to the fucking Steelers. Somebody sent us a video of a Steelers fan that I thought might have been that guy that we had last year, the Diva Lover guy. But I don't think it was. But this dude, I didn't put it out there because he gets mad, he jumps up and down on a terrible towel in the middle of a mud puddle, he falls down and he rolls around. Okay, great. But he did it himself. He goes and sets up the phone, he walks back, you see him look at the phone a couple of times, and then he does it. This is not spontaneous. And I'm not into it. So fuck it. Don't be sending me that shit. Actually, no. Send me that shit. I'll just decide whether or not I'll keep it or not.
Right.
Right.
All right. Let's see here. Well, we like things like this for some reason. This is from the Bengals-Colts game.
Yeah.
And the fumble.
Now, Reevesy sent me this. Reevesy said, John, this got me to thinking about this old clip, and it sounded funny, so let's see what you have to say. Actually, Reevesy said, John, I think this is probably rather funny. Why don't you just play it and tell me what you have to say? Oh, I thought it was funny.
Again, it amazes me that this is all it takes to get on the radio and do NFL football games.
Luck back to throw. His pass caught by Doyle. He loses the ball.
Yeah!
It's scooped up by Fedulum. He's running it back to the 40.
Luck
chasing him.
Oh,
can't tackle him. Fedulum to the 20, the 10, the 5.
Oh, baby!
Touchdown!
Oh, baby!
Bengals!
How about
and
that?
Jack Doyle coughed up the football. Clayton Fedulum scoops it up and runs it back more than 80 yards for a Bengals clinching touchdown.
Oh, my gosh! Woo-hoo! And there ain't no flag!
No penalty flags on the play!
See, this is what listening to the Bang Radio Hour is going to do for you new people out there. All of it, you're going to hear things out in the world, and it's going to bring your brain straight to what you heard right here.
And it's great.
It's awesome. It's wonderful. Your whole life, you're going to hear nothing but this crap.
How about that?
Yeah. Dude, you know what I got from that play? Is that this guy's name is Fedulum.
I know.
That's something you see on Pornhub with German words after it. You go, I ain't clicking that.
Luck back to throw. His pass caught by Doyle. He loses the ball.
Yeah!
It's scooped up by Fedulum.
Fedulum.
Fedulum. Yeah, that's like Fedulum. I said, it's a link you see on Pornhub that you just don't click. Fedulum ain't a licking napping. No, I'm not touching that. I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. All right, so there's some Bengals radio. Let's see. Let's do some Buffalo Bills radio.
God, that was ugly. Ugly, ugly game. Whew. It was a beautiful game. What are you talking about? I won some cash on that game.
Yes, I know.
It was nice. I liked it. Yes. I figured exactly what was going to happen. And this year, anybody who picks with the Bills is nuts. I don't know. Some of these spreads might get way the fuck up there. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think I might feel a little bit better had my Cowboys tied the Panthers rather than losing.
You probably would have felt better if, you know, Dak Prescott wasn't throwing the ball into the goddamn ground like a Donovan McNabb graduate student.
Oh, just rub it in, John.
I'm not trying to rub it in, dude. The ball was in the ground. It got rubbed in on its own.
My friend, he says. I got to find new friends.
Seriously, I don't know what he was looking at. People, he liked his shoes.
From now on, you and I, we're just coworkers, okay?
Okay, fine. That's right. You know what? Next time that you tell me something that I don't like, I'm going to call HR.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, hey, he asked me to do a Fedulum, and they're going to go, what? You're fired.
What's great, folks, is I'm the HR department.
Hey, stop talking to me about your Fedulum. That's offensive.
All right, here's a clip from Buffalo Bills radio.
You're a pretty good expert on watching the film and everything else. You watch the film, and then you come back and tell me what you see.
I will. I haven't done it yet, though. And you're right. I mean, he had zero tackles, and you want to have more than that.
Gotta have more than that. Just gotta have
pretty
more.
Pretty good fucking. Let me write that down in the Big Bang of football strategy. More than zero tackles.
He had zero tackles, and you want to have good. More than that.
Right.
All right. That was a caller who was bitching about the Bills game, and he was talking about Star Lutoe, or whatever his fucking name is, their $50 million defensive tackle who ended up with zero tackles. Although, and this host, right, this host, he's there to do the post-game show in the morning, and I'm just going to let the callers vent,
right.
Meaning I don't have a show, so you guys give it to me, please.
Exactly.
So Right. He says, I'm going to just let them vent. But every one of them that calls up, he doesn't let them vent. He tells them why they're wrong.
No, no, you can't look at it that way. I understand they got beat 47 to frickin' 3 or whatever the hell it was. But you can't look at it as a total failure. Just like you see right there. Yeah, zero tackles, that's not good. But.
Right.
But. Here's why you're wrong on zero tackles. Can't stand guys like that.
But listening to Bills radio on Monday morning was kind of fun. There just wasn't as much crying as I would have hoped. That's all. This week was kind of light on finding goofy shit around the radio.
Well, there was no crying up in New England, and here's Bill Belichick talking about his wonderful tandem of Tom Brady and Gronk.
I see it quite a bit every day. I mean, there's two great players. Both have a lot of skill. Both very good at what they do. They don't need a lot to complete passes, and you know, we see that every day in training camp and in practice. So, you know, both really good. And Rob's hard to cover, and Tom can put the ball where only Rob can get it, and Rob can get a lot of those. So glad we have them. They're great players.
Tom throws the ball. Gronk catches the ball.
That's right. Gronk runs. If the end zone's under his feet when he keeps running, then it's a touchdown. It's pretty good.
The end zone's under his feet when he keeps running.
He's got to keep looking down. Say, hey, once it stops turning green and changes to blue, you're doing great, Gronk.
You know, once again, he's just a beast. He snatches the ball like it's made. It's like it's a little tiny freaking Easter egg that you get when you were a kid. Well, those stupid things covered with foil that end up with chocolate all under your nails when you try to open it. That's what it looks like when he catches the ball.
I don't know why this happens to me. Been about 3 years in a row now. And I don't know why, but it just seems like either my first or second best player on my fantasy team, it's always one of these guys who I'm big on and I want him everywhere. 55 yards in the first quarter. 55 yards in the first fucking quarter for Leonard Fournette against the Giants. All right.
I just want to go on record before you go any further and say this isn't fair, because if I had a control of the buttons, I would have played that. Oh, damn, that sound gay as fuck. Right there on you, and you would have had to eat that shit.
Well.
There, you see? This is how unfair it is, people. I'm calling HR.
Hello?
HR, you're a dick.
Well, no, but seriously, 55 yards in the first quarter, and he's walking off the field and reaches back and grabs his hamstring, and I saw it happen. And I go,
yeah.
What's that? What is that shit? Because, John, I'm in 4 fantasy leagues, and I have him in every league.
Yeah. I know you have him in ours. But I believe, don't you also have Yeldon as the handcuff, or somebody else has Yeldon?
I do, but he's not Leonard Fournette.
Oh, I know, but I don't think he's that bad. I think he's going to get, they're not going to change the offense. Look, and put it in Bortles' hands.
Fine. And next week, you know, whether it's Yeldon, if Fournette doesn't go, I believe Yeldon will be fine. Problem is week one. That's the problem.
Well,
he was on pace to have 220 yards, and who knows if he'd have scored. I'm sure he would have scored. He always scores.
Yeah. The guy I played this week played, I think he had the highest score of the week. But I'm in 3 leagues. I won in 2, and I lost in the one that we're in together. But I got a nice ad drop this week. I'm pretty happy with it.
Every single July, I go, you know what? I don't even want to play because guys are just going to get hurt. Guys are just going to get hurt like every year. And if you just got, that's all it is, just luck. It's become nothing but luck to stay here for your guys to stay healthy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, fine. Wah. I'm just sick and tired of the damn injury. Fine. Whatever.
I understand completely.
Because, John, I know what I'm doing.
I know the National Football League.
What, right?
That's me behind you. What? It's week one. I think I played the guy that had the highest score in the league last week, and he just kicked my ass. So I think I did all right.
The only person scored worse than me in our league this week was my wife. Poor thing. She had the same thing happen to her. Baldwin went down. Somebody else of hers went down. Whatever. Anyway, let's move on. All right.
I'll tell you what. I got some thoughts on week one. All right. So number one, the fucking Dolphins and the Titans. What the hell was that? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'll tell you what, the game took 7 hours and 8 minutes.
I was going to say, that was a problem. I mean, the delay was ridiculous. Right. I was like, are they going to just call this game? What are they going to do?
Well, no, they can't call it, because what happens if it's in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs? What are you going to do? Right? See, that's the Elias Sports Bureau says that's the second longest game since the merger in 1970. And the first longest game is the one that Donovan McNabb still thinks is going on. That was in 2008. This game's now in its 10th season. Shit.
Oh, my God. What was it that made Donovan McNabb make that? Wait a minute. Okay. Here's what.
Oh, he was just on the radio for no reason.
No,
he made
I know.
That sound.
I know. But this is what led up to it.
And of course, we're always streaming live on your smartphone or tablet with the NBC Sports Radio mobile app.
Why? I still don't understand why he did that.
I don't know. You know, he's probably got his finger up his nose. He looked at Mark Malone trying to make a joke. Who the hell knows what the hell all that was about? That
radio NBC Sports Radio. NBCSportsRadio.com.
He is now seriously Mr. Irrelevant.
13-year NFL vet. Super Bowl participant. Six-time Pro Bowler. Donovan McNabb.
Oh, we will never let him become irrelevant, John. We will.
All right, well,
we will keep him going just like Spyzilla.
Obviously, his passing camps are doing quite well. Dak Prescott attends. Teaching him right now. What you want to do is throw it right down there where his shoe tops are. Yeah, no, a little bit in front of them. Right there, like 4 inches in front of him. Anyway, Dez Bryant, right? Dez Bryant was at the Jay-Z concert last night with Jerry Jones. Did you see that?
No way.
He was. He was. You got to, I don't know. For me, my first stop every day is Bleacher Report. And everything is there. Every goddamn thing that there is there. What I did on Bleacher Report is I made every one of the teams in the NFL my favorite team. So every piece of news comes in. All I do is scroll through and what do I know? There it is. Yeah. Him and Jerry Jones are at the Jay-Z concert.
Well, you know, Jerry's now buddies with Jay-Z and Beyonce, remember? Remember he bought them coats and all of that because it was chilly in Dallas at the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll tell you something, Tom. Once you get inside the billionaire club and we let you in on the Illuminati secrets, well, you know, yeah.
I get it.
You get free tickets.
Right. I get it.
I go to my own skybox. I bring Dez in because, you know, he's just got the best connect. He's got the best powder in town.
Were they playing in Jerry World?
Oh, I would assume. Jerry's definitely got his own place there.
Right.
You know, but this week, every Redskins, not, I shouldn't say every Redskins fan, but you know what I always say? Hello from the stupidest fan base on planet Earth.
Right.
We got to sign Dez Bryant. We got to sign Dez Bryant.
Why?
Trey Quinn got hurt. Because Trey Quinn got hurt. Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft, got hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So, you know, we've got other guys. Remember that dude you were talking to me about last year from Illinois, Simi Cobb? Was it Illinois or Indiana? Simi Cobb, big, tall, wide receiver. Beat the shit out of Ohio State while Ohio State was just running up the score, but he had a good game. Well, he's on our practice squad. Bring him up. They didn't bring him up, but everybody's like, sign Dez Bryant. You morons!
Dez Bryant's going to cost a lot more than the guy that got hurt.
Well, not only that, but here's my theory, Tom, and tell me if I'm off base with this, but if you're a football player and you're not playing in September, it's because you aren't very good at what you do.
Correct.
All right, I would say so. And I don't care what the fuck he did last year with his 853 yards. I don't give a fuck what he did before that. I don't care. Here's the thing, Redskins fans. We got to stop thinking about digging through everybody's fucking trash. That's how we used to build a team, and it's fucking sucked. So, no Dez. No Dez.
Well, you know what? Speaking of the Redskins.
Okay.
Let's hear what Freddie Smoop has to say. What station did you say he's on now?
Okay, he's on WTEM, the team, 980. But somebody asked me if they were going to hear from Frebby Smoop this year, right? And, you know, my old Frebby Smoop, you'd be like, dude, that Frebby Smoop is all thick. I was thinking. Because Fred Smoot back in the old days couldn't speak a lick, and his accent was so rough, and you just couldn't understand a word he said.
That Fred Smoot's a cartoon character, so.
Right. This is the real Fred Smoot.
Right.
He's on the radio. He's wonderful.
Well,
he's great. I'm dead serious, dude. I would rather listen to somebody talk to me about the game like this than one of the. I'm dead serious. I listen to so many of these NFL games. I lose track of what the hell they're talking about. It's so boring.
Well, he's a player, and he talks like that, and he's going to just say it how it is. He's not trying
he's
to.
He's a player.
He's not doing Mr. Announcer guy. That's what it is. That's what's great about him.
He's a character. He's a character, like Tom. What he is. He's a first-class character.
Here he is talking about Fat Rob.
Fat Rob is better on special teams. He's a vet. He's a fave also. You know, Fit Rob.
Jay likes him.
Jay likes, you know, and that's all you need is one girl to like you. You got a chance to get married.
That's great.
He's Barney Fife, dude. He's Barney Fife. Hey, Andy, all you need is one girl to like you, and you can get married. So whoever it was that I can't remember who asked me that. Yeah, we'll have Fred Smoot on the show, but he ain't going to sound like my old impression, because listen to him now. It's Don Knotts, for God's sakes. It's Barney Fife.
Nip it in the bud.
Right, right. That's what you got to do when they're coming off the line. You chuck them in the jaw and nip it in the bud.
Yeah, you were funny. You're funny, all right. You're a scream.
Bye!
All right, let's see. Here he is talking about the Redskins pass rush.
Were you disappointed in the pass rush, or no. Did you see more than...
Cause and effect. You're talking about a veteran quarterback with Sam Bradford now. He's going to get the ball out of his hand. What I saw was when he got the ball out of his hand, they gang tackle. When he got the ball out of his hand... You can put that Coca-Cola down because it won't be no yet today. All right, sure. So at the end of the day, they didn't give him no yards after the catch, Gaudi.
Nothing.
So that's what you saw. You saw a veteran quarterback getting the ball out, and you saw guys rallying to it and making plays. They couldn't get to Sam because Sam don't like to be hit.
Right.
Remember, he is the original Mr. Glass.
Oh my
he's
God.
A guy that breaks easily. So you don't want fire porcelain to get handled. So he got the ball out of his hand, and our defense responded. It's cause and effect.
Oh, my gosh.
Cows in effect. Hey, you know what, Tom? When the cows lay down, there's going to be an earthquake.
I am dizzy from listening to that.
That's cow. Wouldn't you love to have him in the booth with Dick Stockton?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that just be great?
Yes.
That would be the most awesome thing. And I do not understand that Coca-Cola joke. Don't have a Coca-Cola. There ain't no yak today. I don't get that. What the fuck is that?
He said, don't sit your Coca-Cola down. There won't be no yak today.
Right. Now, see, this is one of these things where my brain goes, you're old. You don't understand the lingo anymore. And I'm just trying to understand this. I don't think there's anything to do with that. What the fuck was that? That was just nonsense, right?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All you need is one time and you can get married.
All right. Let's see. Here he is talking about whether Alex... Smith, John.
Okay.
Well, is smart. Smith. Whether he was smart or gutless.
But they just was good at catching the ball, and right when we finished sticking to them, they get right down. They surrender themselves.
So is that smart or is that gutless?
Some people would say it's smart. Making a business decision.
Yeah, right.
Other people, when you don't get that first down and we miss it by a yard, now it's gutless. So situational.
Alex Smith. I love that. We got
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Snuffy Smith.
Because this all started back when him and Steve Smith got into it, and this is what he called Steve Smith, the receiver.
Steve Pinocchio Smith.
Smith. He can't say Smith. He has to say Smith.
Alex Smith.
Right.
Right. Right. And it's his birthday. Alex Smith.
Yeah.
But again... There was something else he said in there that didn't make any damn sense to me. I don't understand half the times what the little fucking things he's saying. Play that one back.
But they just was good at catching the ball, and right when we finished sticking to them, they get right down. They surrender themselves.
So is that smart or is that gutless?
Some people would
there
say
it is.
Smart or is that gutless?
Wait a minute. Let me grab that so that we have it forever.
I'm sure we'll get another one on Monday.
Right.
Andrew Luck, he fall down, he was gutless.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, like I said, whoever it was that asked me if Fred Smoot's going to be on the show this year, there he is. Now you can see why I won't do that impression anymore, because it's not even close to accurate.
Let's see. Here we go. Pat Shurmur. He's very happy.
The Giants head coach.
Yeah, he's very happy.
I'm thrilled that Eli's our quarterback. He responded well throughout the game. He's into it. He's sharp. He's well prepared. And we're very fortunate he's our quarterback.
Now, see, I am 100% in agreement with Pat Shurmur. I am thrilled that Eli is their quarterback.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to like it this week when he comes in and beats the Cowboys?
Hey, now. No way.
Hey, now.
No way.
Hey, now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Oh, shit.
Now we're on the Howard Stern Show. Hey now.
Hey now. No, that was from the Larry Sanders Show.
I know, but they played it. They played that drop Kingsley, all the time. I know, but Howard played that all the time. Hey now.
Hey now. And well, I'll tell you what. the Giants are going to beat the Cowboys this week, but I am also thinking Shermer is very glad that Eli's his quarterback because he's got a go-to excuse. All he's got to do is kind of eyeball over to the left where Eli is standing when people ask him, so what went wrong this week, Pat?
Okay. You know. Well, I would like you, I would, you know. Since you're so sure, I would love to see you pick the Giants in your survival league.
In the survival league? Yeah. No, I'm not going to do
that. Why? You're so sure of it.
Because this is the survival league.
But, well, isn't that where you want a sure thing?
Well, yeah, but I'm not so certain about that as I am about other things.
Well, then why are you sitting here saying they are going to walk in there and they're going to
walk in there and win.
Well, then why wouldn't you pick them in your survival league?
Because I think I might want to pick them later on in the league when they have a much more easy opponent. Although, the way it's looking, that's not too many of them.
Well, I was about to say congratulations to your Redskins on a great win, but instead I'll just say, well, fuck you then.
All right, didn't see that. There you go. Let me call up HR. This is getting ridiculous. Oh, this is a hostile work environment.
That is nothing compared to this Detroit Lions fan who is absolutely losing his shit over their game against the Jets. Get out!
Look, for one, I put this up here because it's the only thing I could find this week of anything that resembled anybody having an explosion about the game. All right, so this is a teaching moment. This is weak. This is weak, and everybody that listens to the Bang Radio Hour knows it. This is not up to our standards. We like all kinds of better shit than this, but this is the only thing that came out this week. Tom, while I was looking around on YouTube this week for goofy-ass fans that react to the Packers win or the Bears loss, reacting to big-time things like that, and there just wasn't anything. You know what we see now? Because everybody wants to be a YouTube star. Everybody wants to be in that YouTube red where they can make some fucking money. There's videos of people watching the fucking game. All right? And when I say this, I'm scrolling around looking for Packer fan reactions. There's a guy, Packer fan, had 9,000 people watching him watch the game, and you're not even watching him watch the game because the game is on a screen that's off screen and he's watching that. So really all you see is like the back end of his head. When the big touchdown happened, he's jumping around off screen. All you're looking at is a fucking shot of a pillow on his couch. And there's almost 10,000 people watching this. What the fuck is going on?
Wow.
The idiocracy is so real, dude. The people are so stupid, they'll watch anything.
Even a pillow.
A pillow! Hey, look, how'd this pillow react to the fucking touchdown? How did it react to Cobb's touchdown? Oh, look, it sat there on the couch while that dude jumped around over there.
All right, let's go to break.
Bang, 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 bang.
I love video games, and I suck at sports, so recently I was like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll play sports video games. I'll be good at those. Yeah, right. Guess what? I suck worse at sports video games than I do at actual sports. I suck so bad, I'll play like Madden football, and the commentators don't know what to say to each other when I'm playing the game. They're like, I don't know what the f*** is going on right now, John. I've never seen the game do this before. There's no way a grown man is playing this. There's a dog stepping on the controller randomly. That's my best guess.
Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome to the Big Bang Radio Hour Audio Trivia Contest. Yeah. This is our first one for this season. Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to play you a clip. This is going to be something from NFL films or somewhere else along the line. Some of these are going to be old. Some of them aren't going to be so old. I'm going to make it so that they are people that you recognize and that you might know who they are. You're going to have to know your stuff on some of these, but they're not going to just be, you know, random. Oh, here's a punter who played for the Cardinals back in 1974. It's not going to be that kind of crap. So, I'm going to play you the audio clip. You decide who it is. You send me an email to bangradiohour@gmail.com. with the correct answer, and I will put you in the hopper with all the other correct answers, and we will draw the winner. And the winner receives a Bang Radio Hour t-shirt from Kelly Burke Designs. These are some nice-looking t-shirts, too. And if you don't win, you can always go buy a t-shirt. So, you know, run on over to Kelly Burke Designs or stop by bangradiohour.com. I'll find you the link over there, and you can jump over and buy yourself all the gear you need. I think we're going to have can koozies and everything. If you want something special, let me know, and I'll talk to Kelly about it. But here we go with the trivia contest. All right, here it is. First audio trivia contest of the year. Who is this?
Hey, Airman! Hey, you over a
vicious jerk!
Not so easy with audio, right? It used to be where I would just ask you a trivia question. Everybody run out to Google and got the answer in 5 seconds. Not so easy with this, is it?
Hey, Airman! Hey, you over a vicious jerk!
All right, so who was that? You tell me through email, bangradiohour@gmail.com, and I'll put you in the hopper to win a T-shirt. Look, don't tell me on Twitter. Don't tell me on Facebook. I won't remember that you did, okay? Send it to me in an email. I can put all the right answers in a folder, and they'll all be there. All right, I'm a very busy person, and I forget a lot of shit. Go!
John, we both profited this week, and it's all thanks to MyBookie.ag.
Well, I would like to say it's probably thanks to my acumen in terms of betting, but thanks to MyBookie.ag, I was able to bet with a reputable agent, and I was able to collect my money on Tuesday morning.
Can you ever think of another time in your life where you got to exploit a client?
Exploit a client? Well, you know what? I think that it's a two-way street when it comes to that. Everybody knows that gambling is the devil's den, but if you're good at it, it's not. And we're pretty good at it.
And again, I'm betting that most people who listen to this show are probably pretty good at it, no more than half. And that's all you need to know to make a profit. And the great thing about the profit is you get it in just 2 business days. I mean, these are the fastest payouts anywhere. And I promise you, you can trust MyBookie.ag with your money. You have nothing to worry about. They always pay out, and it's quick.
You know that because of how widespread they are. You can't turn around right now without seeing an ad for them somewhere, and they've been with us for a couple of years. So MyBookie.ag is extremely reputable.
Their mobile app is absolutely awesome, so make sure you check that out. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. All you got to do is enter the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G. That will activate your offer when you sign up. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.
Where can you find the greatest NFL fans on the planet?
NFL Addiction.
Where can you win great NFL prizes?
NFL Addiction.
Where can you take part in amazing NFL discussions?
NFL Addiction.
If you're a diehard NFL fan, you absolutely must join the NFL Addiction Facebook page. You'll find over 25,000 people just like you.
Yes, the NFL Addiction Facebook page has over 25,000 members.
NFL Addiction.
If there's an NFL topic to be discussed, it's already being discussed here. Plus, great prizes. You can win autographed NFL gear, art, and more. Never miss the best NFL videos, memes, and entertainment out there. It's all at the NFL Addiction Facebook page.
NFL Addiction.
Join the NFL Addiction Facebook page right now.
NFL Addiction.
We have the chance to talk to Brian Westbrook as well. He joins us now live here on SportsCenter. And Brian, we appreciate the time at this late hour. There's a saying that it's not personal, it's business. When it happens to you, does it feel personal?
No. Well, how are you doing, Scott?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, you know, I love Philadelphia, and I love being part of this football organization. I'm going to miss being here. As you know, I've been here for many years, and I've made many friends off and on the field. I have nothing but respect for head coach Andy Reid, and I look forward to a future of worshiping the prostate of Howard Stern.
Oh, boy, we got that, huh?
Steve.
So that worked out well.
Yo, what up? This is Pauly Shore, and you are listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Well, if you went to bed at halftime, you're thinking 17-0, Green Bay looks terrible, Chicago looks great, Rodgers is done for the night and maybe longer. And you wake up in the morning and go, what the hell? 3rd and 10. Rodgers, surveying, fires, that's caught, Randall Cobb into Chicago territory. Randall Cobb inside the 20-yard line. Randall Cobb. Score! 75 yards. That is crazy.
We've seen some doozies. I don't think I'll forget this game for a long, long time. This is one heroic, special moment in the career of Aaron Rodgers.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my gosh, can you make it any more dramatic than that?
It was pretty dramatic.
It was.
A 75-yard pass to a guy that I've had on my goddamn fantasy team for the last goddamn 3 years, and I finally caught him, and look what that motherfucker does! Tell you what, though. Khalil Mack busted a... I mean, he sent a message. He busted the fuck out of that line, and he scored a touchdown, and they still lost.
Yep, the NFC North is on notice. Khalil Mack has arrived in your division, and I'm glad it's not mine.
Oh, hell yeah, man. And I'll tell you what, it's looking like a fun division. It's looking black and blue. And that was a hell of a performance by Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't want to take anything away from that. But I'll tell you this, a lot of people,
Oh, look, he's on the cart. Oh, he's being carted off, carted away. You know, oh, and then he comes back with one leg. Oh, he gets a cart. You know why they cart him? Because the place to get an x-ray is like 300 yards away. And if they want him back anytime before the third quarter, they don't want him walking. It's fucking a half a mile away. So, yeah, they put him on the cart and they drive him over there. He's got a sprained knee. He played heroically. I'm not trying to take anything away from it. That's a hell of a performance on a sprained knee. And the main thing I've got to say about it is that the Redskins play him next week, and I hope it's still fucking sprained. That's not like you're wishing for an injury, is it, Tom? Because that's frowned upon out there on the internet.
Whatever.
No, it's not. It's an injury that's already occurred. I just hope it stays and lingers. And if we can aggravate it, all the better.
All right. But it's not like... Come on, Aaron Rodgers is not some great American hero.
What are you talking about? He's not some great American hero. I'll have you know, if he had an opportunity to kill Osama bin Laden, he'd have fucking done it.
No, no. You want to talk about a great American hero? We lost a great American hero.
Who?
That's right. Yeah, watch old Bandit run, man.
Oh, please.
What? What? You want to diss Burt Reynolds?
I'm not going to crush on Burt Reynolds. I love Burt Reynolds. I thought he was great. I spent a lot of money watching a lot of his movies when I was younger in the 70s. Hell yeah. but Smokey and the Bandit was one of those movies that had all the hype, and then when I got to see it, it was like, okay.
What?
Okay.
What?
It wasn't...
Oh, my God.
You know...
Oh, my God. I can't even talk to you right now. I can't.
All right, well then shut up and let me talk, because there's a lot of movies that are like that where I hear all about how great it is. Beverly Hills Cop. Dude, it's the funniest movie ever. I go in and okay, it's funny, but the funniest movie ever? I guess the hype was built up too much for Smokey and the Bandit for me. When I got in there, it was all right. I'd give it 3 stars.
And a circle and a snap.
I never heard of the movie when I saw it. Didn't know
anything
about
it. Well, this is because you live in bumfuck nowhere.
What are you talking? Oh, my God.
Y'all and Paul went down to the goddamn drive-thru and got to say, hey, look, there's a guy bringing cores over here.
Sheriff, Buford T. Justice, please.
Oh, music in the 70s, man. Music in the 70s. Unbelievable.
Who that? This is Bandit Darvill talking.
Where are you, you some bitch?
Before I tell you where I am, Sheriff, there's just one thing I want to say.
Jackie Gleason!
You must be part coon dog, because I've been chased by the best of them. And son, you make them look like they're all running in slow motion.
Just want to say that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bandit. And as the pursuer, may I see you the goddamnest pursuee I ever pursued.
Now that the mutual bullshit is over...
Where are you, you some bitch? I'm right down the bottom of the hill, Sheriff. I'm 6
Come on,
eight,
man. Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?
What about
it? Oh, my God.
There was better movies.
Oh.
There was better movies. For one, Dom DeLuise isn't in that movie. And Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds made some great fucking movies.
Well, so you're going to tell me Smokey and the Bandit 2 was a great movie?
No, I didn't say that because I just didn't care for the whole damn idea of it. It was just a redneck movie for me. Cannonball Run.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. That's my favorite Burt Reynolds movie. I mean, aside from obviously Deliverance, which is just an awesome movie.
You're going to take that over The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
Semi-Tough Deliverance?
Yeah. Semi-Tough, these are not his comedies. Deliverance, no. Deliverance is a drama. Yeah, I'd watch Deliverance in a heartbeat. Absolutely. It's a great movie. Cannonball Run, in terms of his 70s comedies that made him all kinds of money, that's what made him the biggest box office star in the 70s. I'll take Cannonball Run. That movie was hilarious.
Funnier than The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Longest Yard had an era of drama about it. It was a different kind of movie.
I put
that in the same realm of his movies like Smokey and the Bandit and Hooper and all these other 70s comedies where he played the same character, basically, you know, Burt Reynolds' character. It doesn't matter what his character's name was. I don't even know the Bandit. That's all I know about his name. He's the Burt Reynolds guy. He's Burt Reynolds. He plays the same guy in every movie.
What about The End?
The end was hilarious because okay. him and Dom DeLuise. I shouldn't say it was hilarious. It had its moments, like when he's trying to get laid for the last time and Sally Field's just playing with the cat. And when Dom DeLuise gets stuck on the hood of the truck and they hit him with the stupid freaking windshield wipers across his nose. That was funny.
What about Boogie Nights?
I'll be honest with you. I have yet to see Boogie Nights.
Oh, man, that's a great movie.
I'm sure it is. I just haven't. It's like 3 hours, isn't it? I just don't.
All right. Well, check this out. Back in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
Burt Reynolds, who passed away of a heart attack, by the way, if you had not heard, he did have open heart surgery back in 2010, and then he became...
What was he, like 83? He passed away because he's 83.
Well, I know, but he had a heart attack. He had gone through rehab because, like so many other people, he had back surgery and became addicted to painkillers, and you know. Anyway, but this is crazy. Back in the 70s...
He was addicted to hair plugs, Tom. He was addicted to those damned hair transplants, too.
Burt Reynolds turned down a role to become James Bond.
You know, and I'm glad he did. He would not have been a good James Bond.
Well, he said, an American can't play James Bond. It just can't be done. It can't be done, he said.
He's right. And honestly, you want a good laugh? All of you guys, I know we got a lot of UK listeners. Just imagine Burt Reynolds trying to do a fucking British accent.
Well, he said he did admit he regretted not doing it, even though he felt like he shouldn't. But he actually said, in the middle of the night, you hear me wake up in this cold sweat going, Bond, James Bond.
No, it's not like that. He just said, yeah, Bond, James Bond, 007.
All right. Check this one out now. Listen to this. He turned down the role of Han Solo.
Now, that I could see him playing.
Yeah.
That's a Burt Reynolds role.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did, but even if he didn't, if he'd have done Han Solo, that would have still been pretty awesome.
All right. He almost played Michael Corleone.
No fucking way.
Yes.
You know what? Whoever the hell was Central Casting said, you know what? This movie's going to win lots of Oscars. Let's fuck it up right from the start. Yeah, this is Michael Corleone. Bite Reynolds. Get the hell out of here. Burt Reynolds.
No, he did. Yeah.
Somebody made that up.
No, it's true. Absolutely true. God. He also passed. He also, because remember, at this time, man, he was God in Hollywood.
Not when The Godfather came out, but yeah, right around 77, 76, Star 78, Wars. 79. Star Wars. Yeah, he was God. Yeah, he was the biggest grossing star.
All right. He also passed, this would have been 1983 movie, Terms of Endearment, which Jack Nicholson ended up taking the role and winning an Academy Award for it.
Well, good for him. I didn't see it. Chick flick.
He has one major regret.
Okay.
And that's the legendary naked pose in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Oh, I don't know why it's famous. But what's he got a regret for? Except for the fact that everybody realized, hey, he can hide the whole thing with just one hand.
All right. And on that note, do we have any email?
We got a couple of responses here. We've got Sherry Strayer Rosen. This is our friend. Remember her? She's from South Florida. She's the Jewish lady from South Florida with the heart condition.
Is she Jewish? Are we finding that out?
Well, no. She told us last time. Remember? She wrote. This is the third time that she has written.
That's right.
To us.
That's right. I'm sorry.
And yeah, she showed up last time, and I think you made me make her sound like this. You said, no, she's got to sound like she smokes 6 packs of cigarettes a day.
No, I said she had to sound like she was from Florida and very tan.
Oh, well, yes, of course, because they fall asleep on the beach, you see, and their vocal cords get tanned. So she says, tell me again about my quarterback. You think the Jets have a chance at anything now?
I tell you, she's hot to trot on the exclamation points and the question marks. I think she's having a conniption. She's angry with us because we've been picking on Sam Darnold all offseason.
I never picked. I said if the coaches thought he was ready and in command of the offense, he would get the start. He got the start, and he looked fantastic. Great job in your first game, Sam Darnold. I don't know what the heck did we rip on.
We didn't rip on him, but she this is her third time writing to us, and I have kind of rolled my eyes. She says,
defense, special teams, and offense were all on their game. P.S. I do not want to hear it that it was only against Detroit. We had less than a 25% chance of winning, according to the experts.
Well, since apparently it seems that you are new to the show, you know, you will find out what we think of the experts. Ms. Rosen, we do not think the experts are expert at anything. By the way, were there any kickoff returns this weekend for a touchdown? There was a punt return. There was like an 80-yard punt return.
Tyreek Hill's, I believe, was a punt return.
Yeah. All right. So, no kickoff returns. So far, Joe Theismann's right on point. But the experts, they don't know jack shit. And we know that because we are the experts.
Well, it's... Look, one thing we say all the time is you know as much as you watch.
And how much you'll allow yourself to learn.
That doesn't mean you can predict the future. It means you can make an educated guess on most stuff if you watch everything and pay attention to everything and pay attention to every team and their lines mm-hmm. and all, you know, just their whole team overall, each and every one of them. Then you can make an educated guess on what's going to happen, and you still might be wrong because that's why they play the game.
Right. You don't know what's going to happen, so you could turn an ankle. What are the words? Bud Grant, former coach of the Minnesota Vikings. What's he, like 93 now?
Right.
He said, you can plan and plan and plan and execute and execute and execute and lose because the ball's an oblong shape and it bounces funny and you don't know where it's going to go.
Exactly.
That's what he said, and right. It's the most true, it's all, you know, true in football. Anyway, she says, P.S., I don't want to hear that it was only against Detroit. I don't think, I wouldn't say that at all. The Jets, to me, I thought they were a 5 or 6 win team, tops. All right, and I thought that the Lions should be competing for a playoff spot, even though they're in a very difficult division. So, no, just beating the Lions, that's a load of crap. That's a good football team, I think. But I read this week, Tom, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Jets said they knew the hand signals of Matthew Stafford.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they said they picked him off 4 times and scored on one. But I've been working on an impression. All right, I'm going to give you my impression of Matt Patricia.
Right? All right,
this is Matt Patricia on the sidelines. Ready? Bud Popeye, I'm going to kick his ass and take olive oil and fuck her over the couch. He better not get that spinach out. I'll
he
kick
looks
his ass.
Just like him.
He's fucking Bluto. Now you know how old we are. I'll tell you what, if you're old like us and you know who Bluto is and you understand what we're talking about, right, you remember the old black and white Popeye cartoons, Tom? You remember those things?
Sure.
All right. Okay, in the background, while they're doing whatever action they're doing, while they're fighting, you constantly hear Popeye, well, let me tell you, he's always,
right?
And you constantly hear Bluto. Well, there's videos on YouTube where they isolate that, and it's just two guys talking. Hey, give me a cigarette. You know, hey, what do you think of that out there? They're talking about the Calvin Coolidge administration. And they take it and they just put little audio effects on it, and that was Popeye and Bluto in the middle of the fight. But yeah, there's Matt Patricia. Oh, I tell you that, Popeye, I tell you.
I don't know. Let's get a comment from a Lions fan. Okay.
All right, Jamie Prescott from the NFL Addiction Facebook page. I put up a post up there for everybody that wanted to make a comment And Jamie Prescott said, the Rams starters didn't miss a beat. They didn't play at all in the preseason and still came out swinging. Goff looked good as well. We looked pretty good out there, despite Gruden's game plan, which I thought was good. Did you watch the second game?
I watched it the next day.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I watched most of it that day, and then I watched the third and fourth quarter, or most of the third and fourth quarter the next day.
They looked just like they did last year. Better.
Look, I'll tell you what. I thought they let the Raiders hang around.
Yeah.
You know, they did. They let the Raiders hang around. And I think that a lot of people are giving there's a bunch of shit going out towards David Carr right now. And you know what? Whatever. He had a couple of plays that weren't so good.
Week one.
But I thought he played pretty well. And the Rams, the score looked a lot better than what I thought their performance did.
Oh, really? I thought they looked great.
Yeah.
I thought they looked great for week one. I thought they looked fantastic for week one.
They looked all right, but it was very close for much too long. They should have blown the Raiders out.
Okay.
Did you see the touchdown Marshawn Lynch where he dragged everybody into the end zone in the first quarter?
Yeah, but I mean, there you are. Okay, so on the one hand, you're sitting here saying, you know, don't pick on Carr, and you're propping up Marshawn Lynch, but then you're saying they should have never been tied. They should have blown out the Raiders.
They should have. They're a much more talented team on paper.
Well, they did blow them out.
Well, they did blow him out, but it took a couple of mistakes in the game.
It's week one.
It should have not been in question until Carr fucked it up. which was as late in the game.
If it was October, November, I would agree with you, but it's week one. I think every team could just look at the Eagles and the, what that game. The Eagles.
Oh, they suck. They're going to go 5-11 this year.
18-12. That's a week one score is what that is.
What that was, Tom, was a heroic defense of Washington, D.C. against marauding British troops. But that's a whole different story. Anyway,
come on.
So that's what I got.
But
for
no,
email
right there,
week.
The point that was made in the email. The Rams did not play their starters in the preseason, and they looked fine in week one because what you I can you believe it, John? Those eight snaps they might have taken in week two, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Compared to the 300 snaps they took in practice that week. You know what I mean?
You know what? And you're right. And so is Jamie. They didn't play a single snap in the preseason. They came out, and no matter how close they let the Raiders stay, they ended up blowing them out on the scoreboard at the end of the game, and that's all that really matters. So, yeah, good performance. I'm not taking anything away from it. I drafted a bunch of Rams in my fantasy leagues, and I am not taking them out of the game to save my life right now.
I just think week one, you know,
it's weird.
A halftime tie, I don't think, is a big deal in week one.
It's a tie.
All right, so we got we got this question. David Gersh from our Facebook page has a question for Coach Hugh Jackson.
Oh, hello there, David. How are you today?
Says, Coach Hugh, Bear Bryant once said that a tie is like kissing your sister. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, let me just say something about that. I would never kiss my sister. You know, there was times when we were younger and we were exploring, but Mama always said, don't be kissing your sister. It just leads to the incest. So we stayed completely away from all of that. All of the practicing that I had to do, I did with my brothers, and everything worked out just fine. That's why I feel so comfortable with my quarterbacks on the sideline. Listen, there's nobody better to sit and cuddle with while you're watching the tie than Baker Mayfield. Let me tell you, Tom, he's just special. He really is just special. I could hear him growing the entire game.
Of course.
He kept saying, gosh, Coach, this is great. We're not losing. And I said, Baker, that's the smartest thing you've ever said. We're not losing. We're not losing.
All right. Jesus.
Remember last week he said he was throwing the ball away.
Yes.
That's great. He threw the ball away.
He's growing every day.
He's growing every day, John.
He's just, my goodness, it's just a marvel.
All right, so mybookie.ag has been so kind as to pay both of us this week.
Yes, we each went 2-1, and of course mine was, not only did they blow my survival league, but the Lions also were the one game I missed because I was like, Lions minus 6.5 at home against the Jets? Hell yeah, I'll take that. Nope.
I thought so too, but no.
You were all over the Ravens, giving up 7 against the Bills. You could have given them 35, it would have been fine.
Well, dude, as you can see, though, that the Bills are on the right track. At least they realize that zero tackles is not what you want.
And let's see, you had the Panthers minus 3 against Cowboys. They won by 8. And you had the Texans plus 6.5, and they lost by 7. So you missed that one by a half point.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson looked like a complete rookie.
He did, and I'm not surprised. Week one, you're in New England in that stadium. That doesn't surprise me. I didn't start him in my. I didn't even start him in my league.
No, of course. We wouldn't want to bring up any Zillas or anything, Tom. But we've heard lots of coaches say that weird things happen when you're in that stadium, like with your headsets and things like that.
It's unbelievable. So, I said I missed the Lions game. I had the Jags minus 3 at the Giants, so I got that one. The Bengals plus 3 at the Colts, and man, they pulled that out after being down, so I got that one. So this week, after watching that performance by Case Keenum.
Imagine that, Tom. The Vikings go to the NFC Championship, and the quarterback might have something to do with it.
Look at that.
He's pretty good.
So the Broncos at home minus 5.5. Yeah, I think they can win by a touchdown over the Raiders. Chargers minus 7 at the Bills. Yeah, I'm going to take that number. I know. And we've seen this before. The Chargers coming all the way across the country. You know, if they were coming over here to play, the Giants or, you know, the Panthers or
right.
Okay, but
somebody
this is the
competent.
Bills. Right, but this is the Bills. I'm going to take that all day.
That's damn straight.
I love the Jags this year. I believe they're going to end up right back in this AFC Championship game, and it might be this might be a preview of that game. Who knows? But again, it's in New England, and I wish I knew if Fournette was going to play, but I think without Fournette, they don't have a chance to go into New England and win. So I'm going to take the Patriots minus two.
Okay, they don't have a single receiver on the roster, as far as I know, but you know they do have Tom Brady. I tell you what, I completely agree with you with the Chargers over Buffalo, but I got them when I made my bet at 7.5. So, fuck it. I don't care if it's 10. They're going to beat the shit out of the Bills. And it doesn't matter if they go to Buffalo by flying west, okay, over China, over Asia, over
right,
Europe,
exactly.
And then across the Atlantic Ocean to get to Buffalo. They're still going to fucking win.
Yep.
By 9.
Yep.
All right, I got the Chiefs plus 4 versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh who tied the fucking Browns.
Yeah, I was looking. I you know, I felt like it was a trap for me to take that because I think Pittsburgh going home, yeah, they're going to come out. Ooh, I don't know, man.
They're just going home.
I just didn't like that game. I didn't like the game. I just didn't like it.
I do. I like it. I think that Andy Reid early in the season, fuck you, man. I'll take the, not fuck you, but you know, fuck the fucking Steelers. Their defense tied the goddamn Browns.
Well, and John, wait a minute.
Roethlisberger's elbow is bothering him.
But
so
he said it was nothing. You're putting this on the Steelers when you should be giving credit to the Browns.
I'm not taking away credit from the Browns, but they are the Browns. Let's face it.
How do you know they're not better than the Chiefs this year?
Who, the Browns? How do I know that? Let me see. Let me count my toes. Oh, I got 10 of them. That's how I know that, because everything works. Everything's in the right place.
All right. What do you got? What else? What else you got?
I got the Jets giving 3 to the Dolphins. I don't know what the hell the Dolphins were trying to prove last week, except other than maybe the fact that the Titans fucking stink. Oh, my God. The Titans fucking stink. But I was very impressed with the Jets against the Lions because Darnold has big brass balls. Dude threw a fucking pick six on the first play of his life. That was terrible, too. That was a horrible play. That was like, what the fuck are you doing? As soon as he threw it, everybody in the country went, what the fuck are you doing? And as soon as that guy took it back, everybody went, that's what you get. And it didn't bother him a bit, and he whooped the shit out of the Lions. So I'm taking the Jets, and I'm giving 3 over the sorry-ass Dolphins.
That it?
That's it. That's what I got. They're putting a cork in the Dolphins' blowhole, and those fish are going to fucking drown.
All right, tell me the games again.
All right, Chargers 7.5 over the Bills. Chiefs plus 4 over Pittsburgh, and I got the Jets giving 3 to Miami. Jets minus 3.
All right.
There it is. I was 2-1 last week. Tell you what, people were picking on me on NFL Addiction. They were, 2-1, you're going to go 2-1 again. Guess what? I can live with that, baby. Give me 2-1 every week.
Right.
It's
that's
a nice
profit.
Christmas.
That's exactly. That's another vacation.
That's right.
That's another vacation to a beach for me. I'll take it all day.
That's right. Listen out there. You guys are talking because I put my bets up on NFL Addiction every Thursday and say, this is what I think the bets of the week are. And I encourage everybody to talk to me about it. Tell me what you think. Bay Ray talked to me today about the Steelers. Told me I was crazy. Said the Steelers were going to win by 10. We will see, Bay Ray. But the fact of the matter is, look, man, I'm only picking 3 games. And if you can pick 3 games, if you can pick 3 games on mybookie.ag by putting in the code BANG when you put your deposit in, you can make money. It'll be a nice Christmas for you.
All right. Die, Giants, and we'll do it again next time.
Later.
And that's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat dir einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Belgo and Pizza Hut.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Comparza Market.
Oh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.